My Wii is glowing.
You might want to get that looked at. I'm just saying, you might want to see a doctor.
It's Morphin time!
And now, it's time for another Superhero Time. With your hosts, XV.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Mickey.
Deet-a-deet-deet-deet.
Paladin. Ken. JD Church. And Fort Max.
Era. It's absolutely silent, and this is Superhero Time.
It's amazing. It's like the first time in a month.
We are not having the same problem as last week. Shut the hell up, Mickey. I hate you all so much.
Okay, now it's superhero time.
Yes, it is. Now that we've set the right pace for the show, what's going on?
Well, stuff actually happened last week.
Hey, Ken was on Bad Boy Versus this week.
What?
Ken was
desperate for ratings. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. We had to reach out to Ken. You know, that was the best we could do.
So how'd that end up going for you guys?
It was actually fun. We had a good time.
I'm surprised. I didn't hate it.
So.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. No, he was good. He was a good filler.
You know, I listened to that for Triplett's rundown on Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta say, that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I didn't actually stick around for anything Ken said, but that part was funny.
Ken didn't say anything before. I think I did introduce him as the Superhero Time punching bag, though. So.
Yeah, that came out.
Ah, good, good.
Just want to let everybody know what Ken's place is.
That seems about right. Yeah, he replaced Fort Max in that role.
Oh, that's good.
Fort Max was
heartwarming, isn't it?
Fort Max was so happy when you joined the show, Ken.
Because he was no longer the bottom rung of the shit pole.
It's like when you're the middle child and suddenly another baby is born and you're not in the middle anymore, you're towards the top.
Right. Think of it as a bunch of people standing on a ladder and then, you know, they can't get off at the shit, so.
Or it's kind of like the human centipede, and then you add another link on the back, and suddenly, you know, the last person's not the one eating the worst stuff anymore, it's the one behind him.
Yeah. You've
thought about this a bit too much.
The third process shit. Why is there still corn in this?
Corn.
It's like the fifth intro quote candidate by now.
I'll take it.
God, does no one eat anything but corn?
Nowadays, not really.
No.
Corn's in everything.
It's still solid corn. You're sitting there chewing a turd ball going, man, there's still corn in this.
Pumpkin this time of year, I don't know why. It tastes like shit.
Mm.
I never understood the appeal of pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if it's there and has enough whipped cream on it, I'll eat it.
But you could have pecan pie instead, and pecan pie is like pure sugar.
Pecan pie is
I guarantee you, if there's pecan pie, I'm there.
I'll enjoy a pumpkin pie.
Well, now see, I have a little problem with pecan pie, which is that if I eat it, it will kill me.
Oh, well, you know.
That's no excuse.
This is good information for snow, actually.
Not just pecans, any nut that grows on a tree.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's kind of a
even
problem.
These nuts?
What about these nuts?
No, Mickey, I'm afraid your low-hanging branch does not count as a tree.
So you're allergic to nuts that grow on trees, but what about legumes? You're okay with those?
Peanuts are fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay. That's odd. Huh.
It is. It's an unusual combination from what I've figured out. But
so it's just weird. It's nuts.
So basically, if you want to...
Shut up. Don't ever speak again.
So if I want to kill you, though, I just need to grind walnuts up into it like a shake or something. And
yeah, Yeah, pretty much.
It's good information enough for us to keep in mind.
Right. No, one of my grandparents' neighbors a few years ago, you know, it was around Christmas time, so she made up some cookies to bring over. I ate one, and apparently there was, you know, walnut or pecan or something in it, and I had a kind of a close call reaction off of that. There was no visible nut in there, but...
Do you, like, swell up like a puffer fish and...
Not exactly. My
nuts in it still might be in it.
My throat starts to close in. And...
Oh, that's so
cool. Do you do like the cool thing where like your eyes and your tongue start bugging out? And...
It hasn't gotten
like
that...
Arnold in Total Recall when his helmet gets broken.
Yeah, like that.
Hasn't gotten that far yet.
Next
but...
time you're over, that's gonna be awesome. Can't wait. Don't worry though. I'll have a syringe full of like steroids ready to stab into your heart and. You know, get you going. And that's what you do, right? Steroids? Is that it? Or is it cocaine? I can never remember. I'll get them both.
I think
try both. It'll be fun that way.
I just think... Red Bull straight to his heart.
Yes, that's got to be it.
He said cocaine.
Yeah.
If it was Kilby, you'd inject Cheerwine, right?
Yeah, Cheerwine.
No, actually, if it was Kilby, you would inject cocaine.
Yeah. No, ground up caffeine pills. It's like, hey, can I have some M&M's? Well, yeah, but they're caffeine pills. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Kilby loves his stimulants.
God.
I have never seen anyone so into caffeine products.
I know, man. It's no wonder the dude's so twitchy, too. It's like... It's a fucking tweaker, man.
He's probably... Yeah, he orders all his food from ThinkGeek, doesn't he?
No, from Carl's Jr.
But I'm like, I'm literally like on the show, like when you first did the video, he kept like, there was one episode where he had like five different bottles of caffeine pills around him. It was insane. I was like, oh my God, and like, your heart's going to explode. Like, he's literally going to be sitting on a show at one point and just... It's going to be just Kilby guts all over the place.
See his eyes turn bright red and then just falls over.
At least he witnesses.
God.
Immortalized in video.
Going to look like scanners.
God. You know, thinking about this hurricane thing, though. Like, I'm waiting, man. There's all these weather guys standing there. One of these times I really want just like a piece of like flat sheet metal to go whizzing the top of somebody's head off on camera. Like,
well, and you know, that's the thing, too. Statistically, that has to happen at some point.
I know, and it's going to be caught on video, and it's going to be sweet.
Live.
You know what you guys would really love? NASCAR.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, because the problem with NASCAR is it's all from a distance. You can't actually see anybody getting dismembered.
And they have all that safety stuff, like roll bars and helmets and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Did a lot of stuff in the past decade.
Great. With the weather, like, you have a raincoat.
A shitty raincoat, usually, also.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a raincoat. It's one of those transparent plastic ponchos.
Yeah.
So you can it's a garbage bag with holes in it.
Somehow that's supposed to do any good inside a hurricane.
I'm telling you, that piece of sheet metal is going to go whizzing by. Shing! Take the top of the head off, and it's just going to spurt blood like a fountain. You'll be able to tell
which direction
the wind's blowing because it'll like...
the weather guy's going to be hit by a crane.
That could happen too, man, apparently. Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm standing right underneath it. I'm standing right below the crane.
Well, then it's his own damn fault.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
You know, when they cover car chases... There's a like 7 or 8 second safety delay in that in case something really bad happens, they can cut away from it before it gets on the air. I wonder if they've got weathermen out in the field doing disaster reports like this, if they institute the same thing just in case, you know, that sheet metal or, you know, rusty
but
pole.
But you just have to on Fox News, though. It's like that's only as good as the people actually operating it. If they're so shocked by what they see that they can't remember to hit the stop button.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's not going to do you any good. I mean, because that's exactly what happened on Fox. You know that dude was watching it like, holy crap, he just blew that guy. Oh, shit, he blew his head off. Oh, crap. I just showed that to everybody.
Now, what are you talking about?
Oh, that dude.
I have absolutely no idea anymore.
This was like a month ago. They were following some dude on Fox News. They were following some car chase. And this dude like drives out in the middle of a field, gets out of his car, starts running and stumbling around. And then finally pulls his gun out and puts it next to his head and blows his head off.
And they were too slow to stop it.
And they were too slow to stop it. Yeah, and they were supposed to – they had the delay and everything. But they cut it off too slow.
Too shocked. Well, the guy didn't have that problem, did he?
No, no, he blew his head right off. But the idiot, like, held the gun to the side of his head. And that's just...
Oh, we're in that again.
If you want to.
Yeah, that doesn't always work. Sometimes it takes two shots.
Well, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're
seriously, I've seen it.
You need to put the gun in your mouth with the back, with the front of the barrel pointed towards the back of your head.
JD, do you really want this going out on the show?
What? Oh, no, probably not. No, this is good information, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So I'm sure everyone listening to the show wants to kill themselves right now.
If you're thinking about
hearing that part.
If you're thinking about killing yourself right now, do yourself a favor and do it right, okay? That's not something you want to mess up.
So
you don't have a detachable fake rubber nose.
So right. Tokusatsu.
So Mickey, as it turns out, figure arts Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it. God
only damn 20 fucking years.
Yeah. It took a long time.
How could they do this to me? I've given them all kinds of money. And then they punish me.
In the name of the moon.
Well, just keep this in mind. It was shown off at Tamashii Nations, which means it really has only a 40% chance of actually being released.
Well, I think that they're making it a big deal if it, through both Bluefin and having this whole display, they wouldn't be doing it just for shits and giggles.
Right now, my only hope is they stop at 5 Sailor Scouts so they don't go for the full 10.
Oh, but you need...
Yeah, that's gonna make a lot of people.
Battle lesbians, at least.
And what if they start doing the enemies too?
I don't care about enemies, but I need Uranus.
Yeah.
Don't gotta tell me. I'm already writing that one down.
So it'd be what, 9 Sailor Scouts plus Tuxedo Mask, probably.
Well, no, actually, there's 10 Sailor Scouts because Chibi Moon is a sort of a duplicate.
Well, she'd be liking an accessories pack because she's not big enough on her own.
Well, no, they still Gohan on its own.
Yeah.
Now, Chibi, she'd be an accessory.
Yes.
Well, okay, and the thing you're not really taking into account here is that it's not just 10 characters. There's also, like, 4 different forms per character. So...
And Tuxedo Mask would need to have different releases showing up in incredibly... harder to get 2 releases.
Well, the thing is, different forms are only really noticeable, like, on Sailor Moon herself.
Yeah.
For the most part.
The other scouts get, like, different chokers or earrings, and that's their upgrade.
Yeah. Not like nowadays, when it would be, like, the entire outfit.
And see, the wonderful thing with the Sailor Scouts is, like, man, they're gonna get a lot of use out of that mold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it takes minimal variation to make the other scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for the main body, it's basically just a color difference.
All they have to do is just resculpt the hair.
Well,
I mean, even the faces you can pretty much recycle.
You know, if Hisashi Hirai had done the character models for Sailor Moon, that would be entirely true.
Yeah.
I realize only Ken is going
to... If any one of us knew who the f*** that was.
Ken does, and that's
Hirashi
really all
Hirai,
I'm counting on.
Character designer for Gundam Seed.
And what was the other show?
Also, probably makes sense if any of us had actually watched Gundam Seed.
Well, there was the other show, too, whose name I can't remember. No, it was a different one. I can't remember how to say the name.
Heroic Age?
No, dude with the metal arm.
Bionic Cable?
Full Metal Alchemist?
Never
Robocop.
Cable?
Oh, Scryde.
Ash from Army of Darkness.
Wasn't that a chainsaw?
It was metal.
It was metal. Hand.
Oh, I guess part of it was metal. But anyway, Hisashi Hirai is a character designer who can only draw like 2 faces. Period.
2.
Well, I'm counting open mouth and closed mouth as being different faces.
Oh, okay.
That's the point that makes him concede. Oh, okay, open mouth. Yeah, that's.
Oh, it's pretty accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, for once, I have no idea what y'all are talking about, so...
That's fine. You're better off.
You better get used to that for all the stuff they showed off at this festival.
There was a lot of stuff that I'm like, and what is that?
Well, the first example of that would be the Legends of Masked Rider display figure arts of Riderman, Tackle, X, Apollo Geist, and the Shocker Grunt.
I'm gonna be shocked.
Now, wait a minute. I know what all that stuff is.
And very early Rider One.
Well, yeah, but that's already coming.
Speaking of which, I did figure out which Rider One I'm getting. It is
the weeks long saga can finally come to a close.
Yes, we finally figured out that it is the black looking version.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not gonna get it till February.
No, I get that.
The witch looks
black
looking version?
No, yeah.
Then it can't be that one.
I looked it up.
Well, then
that proves nothing.
Then you looked it up wrong because that version comes out in Japan in January.
Well, okay. Let me pull it up again and keep talking.
The saga continues.
Damn it, I thought I had the answer.
I've given you the answer like 5 times.
No,
and it's 5 different answers.
Yeah, it keeps being different answers. So I'm going to go back to previews. And I'll pull up the name, and then you guys can fight it out.
Maybe previews use the wrong picture.
I pulled the name and then Googled the name. So.
Well, then you did something wrong.
Well, maybe, but I'm going to look at
it wrong.
Anyway, we got a lot more stuff here.
Well, right now, the only one of those legends with a release date or any information regarding that is Riderman. He'll be a web exclusive in March.
Son of a bitch.
No,
that's fine, because who the hell cares about Riderman?
Yes. That's why he's web exclusive. Nobody wants that f***ing ugly design.
And it's not even gacked. Think how much worse that would be.
Oh, God.
That'll be a Tamashii Festival exclusive.
No,
I'm going to be shocked if
with
they gacked,
they'd only make the right arm.
Okay.
I'd love to have an SHF gacked. I'd give him a little microphone to go around singing theme songs for me.
I'm guessing that Tackle's never going to come out, though.
Yeah, nope. I'll be surprised.
Probably released with Master Asia.
Is that a Zero, or is that an actual figure?
No, it's articulated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got SLC Tackle.
That's a little different, since they needed something to fill out Stronger's 2-pack.
Because Stronger is just not strong enough to sell on his own.
It's powered-up form.
Well, I mean...
It's another thing that will probably never come out.
What's the other thing they could put with Stronger, boy, in a thong?
That also fills out Stronger's 2-pack.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
Although that
is the name for what I am getting.
Oh, for God's sake, let it go.
Now that you mention...
No, that's the first one they released. New number one is the first one they released was his second form.
Yeah, that's the Red Gloves one.
Yes,
that you always see looking distressed. Well, no, the Silver Gloves one that you always see looking distressed in Giga Beetle's pictures.
Yes.
Okay, so that is the one. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Have we settled this?
Probably not. For this
on
week,
to stuff we might actually care about.
Well, since you mentioned Figure Arts Zero, that's apparently how most of these Zodiarts are coming out.
Yes. Including every Cancer. Other Zodiart aside from Sagittarius is a f***ing Figure Arts Zero. Oh, and man. Cancer, Figure Arts Zero Cancer just went up for order today, and he's an Ishinomori store exclusive.
Oh my
Ishinomori
god.
Ishinomori store.
Yes.
I don't even what the hell.
Why?
Wow.
Why they wasted the only interesting villain in Forze like this, I will never f***ing understand.
So, how easy is it to get Scorpio and Libra right now?
Probably pretty easy.
Did Libra come out yet? I didn't even f***ing pay attention to Libra.
You understand why.
So even like the Virgo is, that's a figure art.
Virgo's a sage figure art.
Okay.
Virgo, Scorpion, Leo, Libra and Sagittarius are all SH figure arts. Everything else is a zero.
Everything else is a fucking statue.
Yes.
Well, that's fine. I mean, half those things didn't even appear for like one or two episodes.
Yes, but the only one of them who actually fucking mattered is Cancer, and he doesn't get a fucking thing.
Why does Cancer matter?
Because he's the funny one.
That matters.
Man, Paladin sounds pissed.
Man, he is. I'm like... Seriously, he was only in like 2 episodes.
You can't do goofy poses with a zero.
Cancer's the only one who lasted more than 2 fucking episodes.
The only okay, so maybe what, 3, 4? I mean,
about six, between 6 and 8.
He was around
kind of like the villain. He's kind of like the villain through the entire 20s until Meteor.
Well, I think they made the right choice of making him a zero store exclusive because I didn't really care about getting him in the first place.
Yeah, but you didn't care about Forza either.
Yeah, you didn't care about Forza at all. I mean, would I have liked to have had that as a figure art? Sure, but it's not like. I mean, I understand why they do that, especially like you're saying, when you've got you know, Scorpio and
all of the main villains except for Cancer.
Yeah, and they're like shelf warming, you know. What are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah. So f*** that Bandai.
Yeah.
Man,
if I get screwed by Sailor Moon, you get screwed by Cancer.
And there's many other ways they will screw us from this convention.
Trying to decide who's got the worst deal in that one.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey got I think Mickey's whole thing is that just they want him to spend money.
Yeah, that's things that he's going to have to buy. Yeah.
I'll have
Halvinen actually wanted to spend money and can't.
I'll have to cancel my health insurance to get these Sailor Moon toys.
He's going to be, like, selling organs out of, like,
just
his
not getting them will be worse for my health than keeping the insurance.
Take those kidneys out before you go fill in the body with all that stuff, and then...
Well, I'm going to replace my kidneys with the Brita filter. It's cheaper.
That stuff won't be too bad, because it'll be picked up by Bluefin, probably.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
they were hyping it up already when it was
released,
so. Yeah.
Which means it'll cost exactly the same as if you bought it from Japan and had it shipped here slow. So there's really no material gain in buying it from Bluefin whatsoever.
Really? I don't think so.
You wait the same amount of time and pay the same price.
On the other hand, you don't have to stay up till 3 a.m. and fight for pre-order slots from Bluefin.
Now, that is the important difference.
My figure arts aren't that are the same price. I mean,
yeah, they're Japanese retail without like the AmiAmi discount.
And if you order it through a shop, I mean, unless they just, you know, really rake you over the coals, you should get a – I mean, I'm basically paying the base retail for mine.
Because that's going to come in his other shipments anyway.
Exactly. That's the way to go. Find your local comic shop.
Mickey doesn't have one.
What?
He has to come to Nashville to go to the comic book store.
Well, there's one in the area. I'm just not really welcome there.
Why? What did you do?
I kind of let my box sit there for about 2 months without.
By box, do you mean
yes?
By box, you mean testicles?
Your pull box.
Okay, so that's 9 info quotes now.
But did you come back in to get it?
Yeah, eventually, and they said they'd already cleared it out, and they gave me some nasty stares.
Ooh.
So I was like, okay then.
Well, I mean, mine sat for a month here in there.
Did you really? Need the space or something?
Well, I guess the joke's really on them because, you know, I didn't end up buying IDW books, so. Or Dreamwave, not IDW. Sorry.
Wow.
That's a while back.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
They probably don't remember you anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Know how the Micromaster saga ended.
Oh, God. How will you live?
Maybe they have his, like, face posted up underneath the desk.
And yeah. Sell stuff to this douchebag.
10 years ago.
10 years ago, this tool came in and didn't get his box for like a month and a half.
2 months.
The end.
So how about those Ultra X?
Now we still have a lot more Figo Arts to cover.
Now we're done with that.
Oh.
So,
you then.
Yeah, the only new
Wait, was there Deca Master?
That they showed off that we had
no.
Or was Dragon Ranger.
You didn't see the link I sent you?
Anything of
Sentai.
Yeah.
I sent you a link, Paladin. Did you know?
Guys, that means no J Figo Art.
Although they did show off some Akiba Ranger stuff.
Oh, Akiba Ranger.
But they look nice.
Where's my J?
Akiba Ranger Ranger Ways. That are never happening.
Possibly collapsed in a drunken heap.
Yeah, I think the best part of the Akiba Ranger display was that they have all this shit that they're never probably going to release, and that is entirely the joke.
Including promotions for a movie.
Yeah. You know, Akiba Ranger Ranger keys.
But the only new Sentai stuff at the fest was Figo Arts Dragon Ranger, which everybody's immensely drooling over.
I'm not.
And
you're not.
Yeah, but to our dicks.
Of course, Tyranoranger still has the same issues that we saw before, so.
Well, and Dragonranger has them also.
Yeah.
I'm just and not in favor of that G-Ranger body.
What?
What? You broke up there.
They're not talking to me, Paladin.
Paladin?
And the other Super Sentai thing at the fest was Super Robot Chogokin Geki Toja.
Okay.
Haven't we seen that before?
No, that was the Retro Fire.
Now it might actually be coming out.
No, it's not.
No.
Emphasis might.
Mm. Mm.
Are the SRCs about the same size as the Retro Fires?
I think
they're a little
bigger.
Bit, but not very much.
Like if you squinted, you could say they were to scale?
Put a Figure Arts next to a Retro Fire and see what you get.
Okay.
I don't know. Figure Arts are taller than Shinkano.
So they showed Ultra Act Xenon now.
And that was the only Ultra Act I recognized.
Which also doesn't really look that good.
No, it doesn't look a thing like Optimus Prime. I'm disappointed.
Oh, that's kind of the problem. It doesn't have that boxy toy look like the suit in the show did.
Well, like with the Super Robot Chogokin, they kind of streamlined the boxy look out of the stuff a lot. So I guess they're probably doing the same thing with Ultra Act.
Probably how they add articulation is by getting rid of the boxiness.
Yeah.
but they ruined the design that way.
I'm guessing Bluefin will pick him up just like they did for Gridman.
Probably. Okay, so was there anything else worth noting at Tamashi, whatever?
Yes, the SIC line has gone nuts with the O's designs.
Good God.
And most of them actually look really good.
Yeah, see, I told y'all SIC O's would be good.
Sigurdo looks pretty bad.
Except the first problem is they've just solicited for SIC Gatakariba, and he's web exclusive.
That's because they know nobody wants that one.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually,
unless you wanted the true build, so it would be show accurate, and that
sucks. And see, that's exactly what's going on. You know, people are going to want to get multiple, so they're going to have them made to order.
The thing is, I don't want that. It's like the only one I have no interest in owning.
I'm kind of disappointed though that Shouta's tentacles aren't, you know, like super dildo-ish. Yeah,
those
well, he might have all parts, parts though.
That's true.
I mean, look at those basic parts. I bet those don't look like tentacles too on Shouta.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be kind of interesting to see what they do for that.
They did announce an effect parts for SIC Tatoba, too, complete with Ankh and his popsicle.
Mm. And, like, Ankh looks like Ankh.
Because it's a stick in the middle that makes it fun.
There's an intro quote.
I think I have that one already. Okay, so what else?
Well, that's it from the fest, but aside from that, Bluefin has announced they will be bringing Kamen Rider Wizard Flame Style to the U.S.
There's a couple other things, actually, though, for Figure Arts. Namely the fact that they actually showed off Figure Arts Blade.
Which will never come out.
Yeah.
And,
because nobody gives a fuck about Blade.
And they showed Scheider and Sheravan and Gavin Type G.
And nobody cares about that either.
Because and Gavin Type exclusives.
And a bunch of buy stuff that probably won't come out.
Yeah.
It was announced today that Gavin Type G is a web exclusive too.
Yeah.
So
I
the
saw that.
Speculation on that has been f***ing pointless.
Basically, the thing with the Tamashii Festival or whatever it is, most of the stuff you see, you'll never be able to buy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lovely.
So it doesn't really matter anyway.
Also, there were no Armor Plus figures on display at Tamashii, so that really sucks for fans of the Ronin Warriors line.
Oh, well.
It's been kind of struggling anyway.
You mean you, right?
Yeah.
But they've done all but one, and now the line appears to be dead again.
God.
I'll give another 5 years.
So did they do Anubis?
$400 each.
No, they didn't do Anubis.
Do you mean Anubis by the dub or by the Japanese version?
The dub. I haven't seen the Japanese version.
But no, they didn't do him.
That sucks.
And you know, Ken, if we're calling it Ronin Warriors, of course we mean the dub.
Okay, sorry.
Didn't we also learn that all the other? Sorry to go back to Wizard. That all the other forms are
web exclusive.
Yes.
Yes. Water comes out in March with Land and Hurricane, both apparently in April.
And then you get the Rising forms.
Yeah.
So
basically, I have to figure out. So I'm definitely getting Flame.
I think I'm
I have to figure out what of the other forms I want.
Hint.
Really
going to
be worth it. I kind of want another one, though. I kind of want land style,
just because I like the black and the yellow.
I think so. That's kind of where I'm leaning, too. It's like, I kind of think I want land.
See, my thing is if I felt like if I started to get one of them, I would feel like the necessity to get all four.
No, I wouldn't feel that.
No, because I kind of hate hurricane style.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hurricane.
We've lost someone.
It doesn't matter.
We've lost Paladin.
It doesn't matter.
He'll I didn't notice.
I thought it seemed less angry in here for a second.
Okay, so the news is over with.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the longest news ever.
Okay, so Fort Max, why don't you tell us about the special episode of Power Rangers Samurai from this weekend?
And now for something completely uninteresting.
Adapted Shinkenger returns.
Yeah, that's how I felt about what he just said, Paladin.
Complete. Yeah, we all agree.
What, Fort Max?
they kept the scene with Mako singing and didn't even bother obscuring the fact that it was Mako.
Really?
It tried to pass it off as Mia.
Oh God!
Nice.
Yeah, that's Samurai.
Oh God! What the? Oh God! Do they keep the cross-dressing?
No.
Then what's the point?
They only had 30 minutes. Well, they only had 22 minutes to squeeze the entire thing in, so...
They're going to ruin everything that Shinkenger ever touched, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not really. They're probably not picking up Decade.
And yet, we're hopeful that they're going to make Gosager better and then not screw up Gokaiger. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, you might. I'm not. My hope has collapsed.
Ah, so Paladin has fallen into despair.
Soon his phantom will emerge. Soon the phantom will emerge.
All right, well, I guess it's showtime then. Let's get to Wizard. Ken, you want to do that?
Sure. Here, last time we left... Oh, yes, Haruto got his ass kicked. Completely.
Now let's see
and
that again.
It was still in the episode, he got thrown into the river.
I know he didn't write this, did he? No.
No, it's just the typical fall in the river joke. Remember, this is Paladin we're talking about here.
Anyhow, the little brat's mom has rushed to the emergency room.
Ah, she's not dead.
Haruto tries to drown. Except he gets a vision from inside him, which is evidently the dragon.
Because you see the dragon.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Okay. Rinko finds him washed up, and they head back to dry off. But they don't change their clothes, which seems kind of stupid.
Well, you know, the costuming department only has that one.
Yeah, so they made the actors jump in the river, but they didn't make them. Allow them to change clothes.
On the other hand, Shunpei did appear to change clothes for this episode. So maybe
that's where the budget went to.
Apparently somebody realized that two of the characters were wearing the same outfit. And apparently it was not on purpose.
I want to think that was just like an accident and nobody thought about it.
Like later when they're editing, they're going, you know.
Well,
they're wearing the same thing.
What? Oh my god!
As they try to warm up, Haruto has a sudden realization that, Phoenix is trying to murder this kid's parents to throw him into despair. But you know, it took him a little too long to come up with that, but...
Well, on the other hand, he didn't really drown. Maybe he has some minor brain damage.
I'm like, didn't we know that last episode?
Well, we knew that,
part of Haruto will be played by Yoko.
So, we cut to Phoenix.
No, he's not bitchy enough.
As the little brat's father comes driving down, and then he just kicks the car off the freaking road.
Oh, you missed the part where the Not Gundam gets crushed.
Well, there is that, but it wasn't really that important, so I was just...
I feel like I'm in the car wreck scene, how, like, Phoenix is standing in the middle of the road, like, a block down the road, and the dad just, like, does not even bother stopping.
It's like that scene from...
Like, was he texting or something?
Yeah, he was texting.
Sure. Why not?
It's like the scene from Austin Powers where he's driving the steamroller.
There's an intro quote.
Quincy comes in hurricane style and puts up a shitty fight against Phoenix.
Gets his ass. Hurricane style? Did he go by way of New Jersey?
I was wondering if that would happen, but...
No, you know, since it's Japan and they're more advanced with their use of their phones, the dad was probably looking at porn while he was driving.
Yeah.
So, Haruto pulls the Mr. Fantastic using the extend ring, grabs the dad, and takes off.
I love Mosaic.
But once they get... Once they get to the to the hospital, Haruto also passes out. And it's funny because, you know, there's this guy that's bleeding next to Haruto, but then Shunpei just like, oh, forget him. Haruto, you passed out.
That's okay because there was a nurse coming.
Well, yes.
Maybe he just needs another donut.
The whole time I'm like, where is your donut? Get this man a donut!
Stat!
Well, it wouldn't matter, though, because he'd still never get a chance to eat it.
Was this the first episode where he didn't eat a donut?
Or attempt to?
Yeah, he didn't attempt to eat.
I think it's the first one without the, you know, quote-unquote woman at the donut cart.
Yeah. Hmm.
So,
They were too busy for that today.
Medusa ends up goading Phoenix, like the idiot he is, and he's like, oh yeah, maybe you should just, like, kill them off all at once. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Phoenix is not very smart, is he?
No, he's not.
So
no.
Phoenix is the Uva of the series?
No, he's not boring yet. He's just not very smart. Uva was smart, but he was dull as shit.
Yeah. Uva was very efficient, but he was just boring.
That's why the show spent 20 episodes away from him before he died.
Like, unceremoniously shot in the back.
Yeah.
So we cut back to the hospital with the brat watching his parents, and Phoenix walks in, slaps him away.
And then he grabs both the parents up off the bed and snaps their necks.
Their necks.
Yes. Best part of the episode ever.
So, oh my god!
Turns into a phantom. Oh, wait, it was just Haruto dreaming.
I really had a moment where I was like, are they doing this? Is this happening? This is awesome!
But instead, they are not because the writers have no balls.
For a dream sequence, that was pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for children's programming. It's pretty awesome.
Snaps their necks and you hear it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just drops little bodies on the floor in front of their son. But, okay, Haruto wakes up and rushes back to the hospital. He's like, oh, good. Their heads are still attached to their spines.
For now. Yeah. Just keep them away from Shin.
Oh.
Oh. It's Haruto.
Or Shin's baby.
Back to his parents dying. He gives the kid a bit of a pep talk. And then goes wandering through the hospital, preparing to, I guess, seek out Phoenix. While Rinko tries to talk him out of it, and then he pretty much breaks down.
Which, hey, he can act, sort of.
This is it. Well,
kind of.
Better than some writers.
This is the most emotion we've seen out of this character in the entire series so far. So I'll take it, you know? It's like...
Like we discussed, that seems to be intentional.
Yeah.
He's emoting, but there's still no character.
I don't know.
I'll take the potential, you know. It's like, I'll take something. The man actually did something other than deliver lines, you know. It's like there may be something.
So there's foundation, but no real character yet.
Not yet, no.
I think there is some there.
Let me just go off on a little bit of a tangent here.
Well, what else do we do on this show?
Well, okay. It's just that typically from what the series that I've watched, the main writer develops a character very quickly, even if the plot doesn't go anywhere.
He seems to be doing the opposite. It's developing the plot.
He's just kind of a cipher.
This series seems to be it seems to be a plot sort of searching for characters, in that it's got this really great setup where it's like, you know, the darkness within us and, you know, personal demons and our potential for despair as well as hope and all of these interesting themes that are still kind of looking for characters. And we talk about Shunpei not really having a point yet.
Honestly, that seems pointless. Everybody else, like Rinko and Koyomi and Wajima and Haruto, all have their point in the narrative, and you can see where that is and where it might be going. Shunpei's just kind of there, and he blends into the background.
And so that's why I say it's like there's a lot of characters with potentials to.
Although I don't really object to Shunpei blending into the background.
Shunpei, his point in the show is pointless, but his character is pretty fairly defined as to who he is and how he acts.
Exactly.
Is he the one who's going to die and get resurrected?
No, I still think that's going to be Rinko.
No,
that's going to be Koyami.
But she's already dead.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. But
she's going to die again.
She can't die. She's not alive.
Screw it. Let's kill them all and resurrect them all. Yeah. It's magic.
Sure.
No. Let's kill them all and not resurrect them all.
That'll be the end of the series.
Don't resurrect them until the crossover movie.
Yeah, whatever. Now, I don't care what happens in the movie. I can ignore that easier.
Of course, if the characters only stay as they are now and don't change, you know, 20 episodes from now, then, you know.
I think they need to change.
It'll be pretty fucking disappointing.
I'm not giving up on the show, I think.
I think they are kind of gradually coming into themselves.
Yeah, I think they are going to develop a character. It's just like, compare that to Forze, where we figured out exactly who Kintaro was within the first scene.
Well, that's because he said who he was in the first scene.
Well, and that's where I say it's like.
And now we're 9 episodes in, and we still don't have a main character with any type of personality.
The fact that the main writer hasn't really written more than one episode.
Well, but with, say, Forze or Double, I mean, two of the things I'm more familiar with, those were characters that ended up, you know, fitting into a theme that came along.
Yeah, because Forze's plot did not really start for about 15 episodes.
Correct. I mean, we didn't really get the full idea of what was going on until later. Whereas now they've presented everything up front. Now it's like the characters need to sort of fit their way into that. And I mean, and that's why I say it's like I think we're seeing a character moment out of Haruto because, you know, again, he was fully of the mindset that he was going to walk up on Phoenix and beat his ass.
Even though he didn't know better.
Well, no, yeah, what's being seen as Haruto not really having a character, I think, is more like a practiced indifference.
Yes.
Like the character is supposed to be acting that way on purpose, and now that's starting to fall apart since he's not hot shit.
The actor acting the character acting, basically.
Which is a hard thing to do.
The story. It's just at the moment, it doesn't give us much to really love him.
I think this, though, is that turning point where, again, you know, seeing him with the way that he talks about his parents and being the last hope of his parents, you see why he survived, you know, why he overcame. You see some of that cockiness and arrogance as not really cockiness, but more confidence, you know, like he believes in what he's doing.
He's the boy who lived.
Well,
Oh, God, he is. Oh, Jesus. He's a Harry Potter character.
He kind of is, but in the
Harry sense, has no character either. Oh, God.
I think we're seeing this as a quest or, you know, as like a knight, you know, really, in the sense that, you know, he's seeing himself as a symbol and he's trying to be stronger than that. But he's a person as well. And I think that's why you get that scene with Rinko where
son of a bitch.
You know, he's like trying to, you know, you could just come back. I mean, it's okay.
But Wizard gives me a feeling like the way they're gradually doing things, and hopefully they figure out a better way to pace it so that way they don't get, you know, what it's happened to other shows, like Blade or Go Busters. Where the executives come in and say, yeah, I need to change stuff now. But they're advancing in a way that feels like they know where they're going, and it's just whether or not it'll deliver when it gets there.
Yeah, I mean, the scene go ahead and finish, because there's a scene
there's
that
another scene in here that kind of go-around character. So Koyomi shows up with the new ring Wajima has made from the stone that the White Garuda delivered, and though she thinks it's dangerous, she hands it to Haruto. Now he does march up on Phoenix thinking he's going to kick his ass because Phoenix is causing a ruckus in the hospital, throwing nurses and people out of wheelchairs.
Sweet.
Literally.
My wife watched this with me, and she was like, man, that dude's in a wheelchair. You didn't have to do that.
I was almost...
Phoenix is a bitch.
I'm kind of hoping he would just tip the wheelchair over.
It's like, man.
So
yeah, he could just wedge that giant sword underneath it and lift.
So they start fighting.
That scene made me like Phoenix a whole lot.
They start fighting, and they do kind of an interesting thing with the transition to outside, because normally in Rider, when they start fighting inside, and then they'll just kind of randomly fly off
smash
screen,
cut to outside.
And then they
throw cut.
Here, Phoenix just throws into a wall.
Yeah, I noticed that, and it was really, really cool to transition in between scenes.
Mm-hmm. So, Haruto whips out his new ring. It's like, okay, I'm going to show you what's what. Tries to use it, and...
Error!
I am Error.
And I gotta tell you, like, I had a moment where I was like, did he put it on the wrong finger? What did he do wrong? I don't understand.
It's not hilarious. You just put it on a different finger accidentally, his index finger. Like, oh, wait.
You have that Han Solo, Lando Calrissian moment where it should have worked.
So, Phoenix starts stomping Haruto's ass yet again.
And he does a really good job of it too, I have to say. It was
like the part where he lifts him up by the head and just smacks him around.
Well, and then he headbutts him too. I mean,
I'm gonna crush
him. As Rider beatdowns go, this one was put together pretty well.
Yeah,
it does have good fight choreography.
But that's kind of one of Wizard's claims of fame right now.
Right. So anyway,
I'm sorry. So Haruto starts begging the ring for power. And then he gets a flash into his underworld, where he meets himself.
His underwear?
Underworld.
Yes.
Oh, underworld, sorry.
He looks in his underwear, and he...
I'm sure it is in the vicinity of his pants.
The dragon is, as he's staring at himself when his parents died, the dragon is taking an embodiment of his own body. And
except with red eyes, so they don't have to waste money on another actor or any real effect shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of love the character of the dragon, though.
Yeah, dragon is such a dick.
But that's the whole thing, is that the dragon is evil. The dragon is a phantom. It wants out,
Dragon is Haruto's darkness.
Yeah.
But there is a nice...
So his final upgrade is going to be a berserker form, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
If it does that, though, I think it would work better here than it did in O's.
Yeah, well, I mean, there would be a point...
Well, that's not hard to do.
Well, no, but then... that's, where O's, it came out of nowhere. Here, it's setting up for that.
Yeah, agreed.
No, it's going to be like that time Kiva turned into a dragon.
Hmm.
That never happened.
The not Haruto does change into the dragon. And we get to see them talking. And he's saying, I'll gladly lend you my power, but every time you use it, you will grow closer and closer to the spare. And Haruto's just like, bitch, please.
And the dragon's like, no, bitch, please.
So what you're both saying here is, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Bitch, please.
But, oh, good. We can all suffer equally tonight.
He tells the dragon that his strength gives him hope instead of despair. And the dragon's like, you'd call me your hope. And Haruto just smiles. And the dragon smiles.
Yeah.
And the dragon smiles because he's watching from a distance.
Then they kiss.
Yeah. then they look in each other's eyes longingly.
So he grants Haruto.
Well, the dragon has been inside him for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, dragon.
What?
Okay, he transforms into dragon flame style then.
Which looks pretty good.
Looks pretty awesome, actually.
I like it.
I guess they cut up Super Oz's costume to make the coat.
And nothing of value was lost.
And we see a brief shot of the white Garuda and the white wizard watching from afar.
What did I tell you was going to happen? Exactly what happened. And when did I tell you? A long time ago.
So, Haruto pulls out his sword and then uses the copy ring on the sword's hand.
That was great. I loved that part.
Oh, man.
That was
badass states.
Wielding swords, yes.
I like the way he did it because since the toy, you know, has so many of the sounds from the driver also, it works with them being compatible. So I like that. But regardless, Phoenix and Haruto go at it, and this time Haruto just kicks his ass.
Well, yeah, it's new toy time.
Of course, he uses the special ring to have the dragon just pop out of his f***ing chest.
Yeah.
And you know, that's got to be, from like a storytelling...
Fabulous!
From a storytelling standpoint, it's got to be kind of disconcerting when your phantom is popping out of your chest.
Mm.
Just a little.
Maybe so.
Because like, it is in the real world at that point.
Mm. But he's got it under control for the moment. It's fabulous.
He'll surely never lose control throughout the rest of the series.
Oh, no.
And just watch, it'll turn out that he doesn't.
That figure art's going to look beautiful with black elbows, though.
What? This isn't Go Busters.
So just... he apparently destroys Phoenix. And everything seems good and happy and all that. Except, apparently Phoenix is not dead.
No.
Of course not. He's a phoenix. He gets reborn from the ashes.
Yeah, that's their thing. Like, he didn't, like, was anybody surprised? Like, really, it's like, you know.
Oh, the phoenix died in a ball of fire? Well, he's surely not coming back from that.
Besides, they don't have to spend money on new actors or suits.
Yeah. I also ended up seeing magazine scans and saw him fighting the other dragon style. So, yeah, that kind of spoiled that anyway.
Well,
magazines have that effect.
Yeah.
But hey, next week, more plot, because the NSA guy shows back up and confronts Haruto directly.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah,
so does the writers.
There is a green stone, which Haruto is going to get Wajime to make a ring out of, so I guess next
week... I wonder what that will be for.
Not next week, because Wizard's going on a week break, but next... next arc, I guess we're going to get Dragon Hurricane.
Yay.
So is next week golf or a relay race?
I don't know.
I thought it was soccer.
It could be soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Isn't it the right season for that in Japan?
Football.
Oh, who the hell even knows?
Does soccer ever stop?
Probably Japan.
Football.
Who in America even cares enough about soccer to know when a season would be?
There are people, which is weird.
No, there's not.
There are people.
And you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. Does anybody remember in the early 90s there was actually a cartoon in syndication about a soccer team?
Really?
No.
Well, there was. It came on before Exo Squad.
Wow. I remember...
But it's just like... Okay.
All-Star Pro, Super Pros or whatever those guys were.
But it's like, you know, okay. So, nobody in America cares about soccer, but hey, let's make a cartoon show about a soccer team. That'll get all the kids watching.
Wasn't there that one year, though, when the American soccer team was actually good?
There's an American soccer team?
Do you know what my area got before Exo Squad? Mighty Max. What? I think we won on that deal.
Yeah, now see, that's a good combination.
Why isn't that show on DVD? God damn it.
Because they hate you.
Why isn't the second season of Exo Squad on DVD?
Mm.
It's on Hulu, at least.
But that's not DVD. I had to make my own copies. That's not nearly the same thing.
Yeah, I need DVD quality of Narrowburns turning people into sludge.
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't? That was such a good show.
It was so dark. This week on Exo Squad, the heroes lose. Again. The character you love dies. Again.
Was it Beast Machines?
No, Beast Machines is damn right.
Beast Machines is characters you love. Beast Machines I fucking hated.
I hated it, too, and then I watched it again and went, oh, this was actually good.
Nope, didn't work for me.
Beast Wars, it's okay. The problem is it's on Beast Wars as a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a very good Beast Wars sequel. But...
Woman. No, she's a mom now.
I was never really down on Beast Machine.
Awful beginning. Character.
Well, yeah, that is kind of true. But see, then we had the Unicron trilogy, and then, you know...
And then everything looked different.
Perspective.
Yeah. It's like, man, Beast Machine sucks. Well, you think that sucks? Wait till you see this.
Yeah, because, you know, when you come out and you survive Energon, you know, colors are brighter, food tastes better.
And Michael Bay movies look good by comparison.
The breakfast will be the best tasting breakfast he's ever had.
It's just like you look behind you and think about what you just survived, and the whole world seems a little more hopeful now that you've come through it.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah.
You know, you just like ram down through there and come out the other side.
Yeah.
That's a valid lovemaking technique as well.
Yeah.
So, Go Busters?
Ready.
Ken Beck?
Go.
Do we need him?
No.
Well, we have 2 weeks for the Go Busters, right?
Yeah. I mean, we finished the news without Paladin, so do we really need Ken to start Go Busters?
Yeah, I think we're exactly.
Now, by finished, you basically just said f*** all and moved on, right?
That's yeah. Almost exactly what I said, yes.
Yeah.
How did I know?
Because XV is dick.
You've played this game before.
It's time for Special Buster.
All right, Paladin, tell us about last week's Go Busters.
Yeah,
Well, that's the minutes of last week's episode.
There you go. Thanks, kids.
Okay, so the Go Busters are back in base trying to figure out where the that lion thing came from last time. When Masato recognizes that the commander actually knows where it might have come from.
Wait, Masato's in a scene this week?
I know, he's confused the hell out of me, too.
He's in multiple episodes.
Wow.
There are multiple scenes in this episode, so yeah. You know.
But only one scene in the next episode, so hey.
He's in multiple scenes in this episode. That's amazing. I could never have imagined.
It's almost like they pay that actor.
Are you sure they weren't just looking off camera and pretending?
I am never sure.
Oh, okay.
So the commander tells them to look up Hazuki Saburo, who was the head designer for the early Buddy Roids and Buster Machines.
So it's his fault.
Exactly.
And wait till you see the way he dresses.
Oh, man.
Just like the actor, dresses in real life.
It's like the lost child of Liberace.
Except I don't think anyone in Japan knows who the f*** that is.
Or that Liberace had children.
You know, Liberace was a great pianist, but he sucked on the organ.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, we done? Okay.
Very.
So is this where they go to the library and look up Megazord designs?
Well, first they go up to the foothills to try to track down the designer's last known location when they meet a woman being chased by bugglers.
And enter. Now, it stands up, like, in this episode, Enter feels a lot more like...
Not generic, Enter.
Like generic Sentai General number 55.
I.e. not Enter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of an afterthought, really. It's like... Well, he's got
because they wanted it
episode,
to be more like
so...
regular Sentai because nobody f***ing watched the first half of Go Busters because they're f***ing idiots.
Yes. But, yeah, and of course that's sort of supported by some other things, but those are spoilers, so we'll not go into
well,
that.
But Enter's presence in this episode is more like we have to feature him in the episode, but there's really no place for him in the plot, so we got to just figure out a way to have him
just
show
randomly
up
randomly have him
fast.
Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, first of all, it was like, and how did he know she was there?
Yeah.
Because Enter. That's the best explanation you
can get. Yeah, I know. Just like, what?
But he goes away very quickly and get back to the rest of the episode.
All right.
Yes, the young woman tells him that Saburo is dead and she is his daughter.
At first I thought she was full of it.
Well, she still is, but she's also telling the truth at this point.
Well, yes.
And the main Lion-O, which is the name of the Buddy Zord that saved them, is going to try and kill them, according to her.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. We wanted to make friends.
This is not Gentaro's show anymore. Friendship doesn't f***ing matter.
Until Movie Wars Ultimatum.
Which will make no f***ing sense.
Well, no, but it'll look nice.
So then the mountain splits open and giant robot lion jumps out.
I gotta admit, I do like that storage bay for it.
Mm.
And it will never be seen again.
Of course. So GoBust Race jumps out and tries to ride the lion, but has no success.
See, now they should have got
doing drugs, isn't it?
They should have got a whip and a flaming hoop for GoBuster Ace to put down in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's obviously how you deal with a giant robot lion.
No, you need to have the key and, you know, where's the guy from Space Gear? And then you just, no? Okay. Space Gear, no? Nothing? Okay.
No, no.
Go along? No. No? Nothing? Okay.
Not a thing.
It's not quiet enough for Paladin to continue.
Meanwhile, Masato is in the library, like you said.
Oh, dear.
And he still has a chip on his shoulder because the professor refused his work back when he was still human.
Because it didn't have enough bang! Or whatever he said.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Was it bam?
Yeah.
Is Fort Max kind of off in the distance?
Yes.
Is Fort Max even here?
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
Fort Max is being Masato for us tonight.
So by reading the blueprints, they discovered that Main Lion-O is capable of docking with GoBuster Ace.
Hot.
Well, it only works when the lion is a lion.
Like I said.
So, after taking a few hits from the main gun, GoBuster Ace is eventually able to jump on his back and grab his horns.
So, basically what you're saying is eventually GoBuster Ace mounts Lio from behind.
And then Lio stands up and reverses position.
See, now, was that so hard?
I don't know, ask main Lio. So, yay, new Megazord.
Yay.
I still think it looks pretty crappy.
He's a buddy Zord.
I like the part back at the base when they're all wondering, like, Hiromu, why the f*** did you fight that thing? Hiromu says, I want to test its strength. And Yoko's like, oh, I totally knew that's what you're doing.
And then off in the background, Jay's doing something to the wall.
I know, I was like, I even said that. I was like, what the f*** is he doing?
He's Jaying up the place.
But like when Yoko says, I knew exactly what he was doing, Yasada jumps in with like, no, you fucking didn't.
That was awesome.
You didn't know shit.
Like, you don't know a damn thing, Copper, anymore.
It's like my favorite part of the whole episode, where Yasada just comes, no, you're fucking stupid, shut up.
You're a lying bitch. I'll rip your ears off, you little motherfucker.
Okay, this is almost more than in the episode.
What do you mean, almost? Meanwhile, enters back and Yoko and Stagbuster team up to take him down, and Stagbuster Powered Customs finishing move is a rider kick.
You mean Yellow Buster's?
You mean Yoko's.
Yeah, whatever.
Rabbit kick.
Rabbit kick.
So clearly she has the most powerful finisher of all.
Sure.
Until like she can eat the fucking candy.
It even has a little spike on it, so it's basically the rider drill kick.
Yellow Buster, good luck mode.
But yeah, I like when Yoko and Jay team up. It's entertaining.
No, the best line, though, is like, God, you're standing for me, too!
Because and Jay is always Jay.
And that's why it was entertaining.
Well, lucky he did stand in front of her, considering he took the shots to enter.
Well, you'll notice she didn't complain about it then.
Yeah. Yeah, then she was fine.
Even a dumbass can be smart once in a day.
See, like, the next time they team up, Yoko needs to see somebody pulling a gun on her, and she pulls Jay in front of her.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would require more Jay focus, though. Why that's going to happen?
Wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, it wouldn't, but... I think
but it's not going to happen by this point.
I think 20 episodes after his introduction, I'm kind of like, well, that's never going to happen.
But everything needs more Jay.
It does, which is why we won't get it.
Shut up! Shut up!
Ever.
I hate you all.
We hate you too.
Good, good. Let's carry on then.
So after being defeated on the ground, Enter whips out Anubis once again. And Haruto takes control of Main Lyo to try and take down his orbital frame.
Because we didn't have enough budget for a monster today.
This is where they have their bro fight where they keep punching each other in the stomach and one of them falls down.
Yes, because the only way they know how to communicate is through their fists.
God.
I must admit, I do like the voice they have assigned to the Main Lyo computer. It's a nice change from the regular Go Buster Brace.
Are you ready?
I don't like that voice.
Rock, rock, rock on!
Are you saying you don't like Aniki?
Brother?
That's Mizuki's nickname.
Ichiro's
yeah, that would make sense if any one of us knew who the f*** that was.
Well,
the guy
I do,
who,
but I'm just going to keep quiet.
The scientist?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, who is he?
I do, but I'm just going to keep quiet.
That's a smart
move. Yeah, I just realized yet again I don't care, so I'm moving on.
Yes, because let's get through this, please.
Main Lyo is easily able to defeat Anubis because, of course, it's a new toy to sell. And Haruto pulls out yet another toy to sell as he leaves it, containing a farewell message from the designer to his daughter. And while everyone is
saddened, a giant toy box.
And while everyone is saddened by that, Jay takes another drink.
He's just drinking through the whole thing.
It's always drinking.
Well, not always, but we'll get to that with the next episode.
Which is why that was stupid. There's no way he'd ever run out of Inertron.
So yes, and why is there a commercial for Fast and Furious 4 at the end of this from Overtime?
I think it's totally because of the name. What was it the translation title of Fast and Furious in Japan is? Speed Max something or Speed something Max?
Wild Speed Maxu.
Yeah. That had to be it.
So yay, Last Buster Machine.
Yay.
Yay. But we still have three combinations to go.
Does it seem weird to anybody else that, like, Hiromu pilots it, but it's a very, 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 almost entirely blue mech?
Well,
blue and yellow, but we do see the reason for that next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's only one of the combined forms. Aren't there two more after that?
One and a half.
Let's stack more shit on top of it.
Yeah, there's I guess one and a half because there's a basically the half form just adds Nick onto the adds Ace as a cannon or something, I think was the form I saw.
Ah, Lord. Probably. Of course they're still pimping Gavin.
Gavin.
It's probably better than this.
That movie's coming out, Gavin.
It's already out now.
Gavin.
And we'll get it by April or so.
Yeah. So I guess we should move on. I don't know. Or wait.
No, it says here JD does next episode summary.
Does it?
Yes.
I figured that was the case. Okay. Well, I guess I'll get started then. It's the next episode.
So exciting.
And
this is the episode.
And they're working on Lyo in the hangar bay?
Well, they fight escape as she's randomly shooting at people.
That's right. See, I was trying to remember where I started again.
Just testing us, right?
Yeah. That was just testing you guys. So anyway, yeah, fight, escape, whatever. Who cares about that? That was stupid.
Talk anyway. About them.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I can't wait to see your upgrade forms. Try those out. Nah. Right. I can give them a test drive on Gog and McCook. McGog! Anyway, so, back at the base. So everybody's really excited about Lyo. And Usada is like, son of a bitch. They don't love us anymore. Nick's like, no, really, they do. And Gorosaki's like, yeah, it's cool. And Usada's like, no, man. I've seen Ryu, and he's not paying attention to you anymore. He's not?
Didn't we sort of have this episode at one point?
I think so. Yeah.
With Nick and Jay.
Yeah, it seems
well,
like
some issues just don't go away after solved once.
Yeah. And,
Although at least kind of is reflective of that anyway.
So basically what we learned in the first moment is that Usada is extremely jealous, and Gorosaki is just a tag along. And Nick has no balls.
We've known that about Kurosaki for a long time.
Yeah, Kurosaki is basically easily persuaded, and Nick just has no balls. Yeah. Because, you know, Usada...
But he does have guns sometimes.
He starts this whole deal... Yes, sometimes. Starts this whole deal where he's like, yeah, we should get more out of them, and then, like, they try to give these demands, and the GoBusters are like, whatever, we don't have time for this bullshit.
I think the part where Jay collapsed in the hallway, he must have been faking.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it was kind of amusing for them to run in and see Jay collapsed in a drunken heap.
Yeah. That falls over. Come on, we'll get you more Enertron. Okay, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But, yeah, so, so they're like, well, you know, they even have, like, this whole meeting. You know, they have a meeting first with the three of them, and that's where they come up with the demands. And then Nyx is like, you know, we got to get Jay in on this. Because Nyx's plan is that Jay is going to just f*** it up. And then everything will be fine, which is a good plan. It's a solid plan.
Except Jay goes and f*** it up.
Except Jay goes and f*** it up the other way.
Because he's Jay. Because
he's Jay. Because at first he just comes in and hangs out. He's like... As Usada's, Nick's like, you know, you're going to do your thing. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I will do it. I will do my thing. Yes. Over here. Whatever that is. So, but they eventually come up. Jay finally is like, you know, we should go on strike. And Nick's like, no.
So he can have all the Enertron.
Right. We should ask for all the Enertron.
High octane Enertron.
So, yeah, so they came up with a list of...
natural oil.
So the Buddyroids came up with a list of demands again and strap themselves into the back of the base and go on strike.
Yes, which no let's wall ourselves into an unused corner of the main room. That will really bother them.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, they've been testing out the Lyo Attaché, and it does all kinds of nifty, cool shit.
Including covering the things that, conveniently, the main computers can't do anymore.
Yeah, like it can detect Meteoroids, and...
Yeah, and this is the best part. It was the best part,
Angry Birds.
Too.
Yeah.
Because Morishita's all like, so is there really anything for us to do anymore? And Nakamura's all like, stop saying depressing things!
Shut up! Give them ideas!
Maybe they should go on strike, too.
Yeah, but this is just...
Well, okay, the problem with that is, who would notice?
Well, more she than me.
First of all, the thing about this Lyo attaché is that from the pictures, I had no idea what the scale was. So it's far bigger than, like, I thought it was for whatever reason. I don't know why I thought it was smaller, but it was, like, huge!
Did you look at the children's toy?
I guess, yeah, because that's the only thing I had seen.
You know what we're not noticing here with this? This is more style change. Because apparently kids aren't interested in boring people with desk jobs and jumpsuits, but kids love giant talking candy-colored briefcases.
Yeah, that yells random stuff.
Yeah.
It's much more exciting than those two ever were.
Yeah. So
I love things colored like candy.
These toys would have been planned long before the any of the.
Shut up, for
not
changes.
not the implementation necessarily though. The yellow.
Yeah, them replacing the two boring desk job people. No, that could have been invented on the fly.
Yeah. But then Gorosaki and Usada pick up the idiot ball.
What do you mean pick up? Why have they not had it through the series?
No, but they especially pick it up now.
Yeah. So you get...
And how can Usada pick it up? He doesn't have fucking hands.
The same way he got that office chair in the meeting.
I love that office chair.
So Nick picked him up and put him there?
Kurosaki.
How is Usada moving the chair across the room?
Shut up, Fort Max! Jeez.
That's how.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so the Messiah card, you know, changes a bulldozer.
It doesn't change a bulldozer, it changes that bulldozer.
Right.
The one that appears at least once every series.
It changes that bulldozer into the shield monster from Gokaiger.
Yeah.
Note.
Yeah.
And they say it's the third one, but why does it have 05 on the front of the shield?
They're probably out of order.
Yeah, the cards aren't necessarily finding their hosts in numerical order.
Ah, the cards are numbered, but not in... Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah.
Or else they don't know how to write a number three in English.
That's just disc. That's just disc 5 out of 12.
Yeah.
If you're doing a proper backup, you need to have it in order. But
right, because when you do the old days, like when you did a backup and it took like 15 like
floppy disks,
3.5-inch floppy disks, and yeah.
Back when hard drives were only 28 megabytes.
Yeah, but then you only had the 3.25. You know, this, and you're like backing it up, and it's like, okay, this is 3 of 16. Anyway,
it would have just been faster to back it up on a cassette tape.
Yeah,
yeah. That was never faster.
Did you ever play those just to see what they sounded like? And it's trippy. Anyway,
it's computer data, so please don't listen to it.
And then they find out, you know, Megazord transmission like 7 hours, but of course it's more like 7 minutes, but whatever. Anyway, so, you know, our heroes go running out, and of which the best part is, like, Jay is like, cool, I'm going. leaves the poor bastards that he told to go on strike, but he is no problem, like, going out and fighting and leaving them behind.
And cramming in with Yoko.
Yeah,
it's not like we didn't all see that coming anyway, but
yeah,
it won't be long before she has to drink his wood again.
Oh, so yeah, so they go to fight the Metroid, and they're like, all right, cool, let's go to super powered up.
Yeah, well, before Jin decides to grace the show with his presence.
Oh, yeah, that was a great moment where you're like, hey, remember me? I'm in this show.
And that's almost exactly what he said, too.
It is almost exactly the line that he says,
like,
yeah.
Hey, didn't you forget somebody?
Oh, yeah, you. Huh. Where have you been? Phasing.
Did you just go and introduce a Masato buddy, Roy, just to write him out completely?
God.
See, for a while I thought that's what Jay's purpose was going to be.
To project that buddy Roy out.
Yeah.
Or just be Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay could probably replace most of the cast.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And the show wouldn't lose anything.
You could just be
Jay Buster.
Jay Buster, yes. I am Buster. I am ready for Buster.
I will still never get a figure art.
Damn it.
It's time for special me.
Anyway, so everybody, you know, morphs for us, and they're like, all right, we're going to be powered morphin'. And it's like you hear the hyperdrive wind up and then wind down because, yeah, the buddyroids aren't hooking up.
Error.
We have to mental link with our buddyroids. No, I think they just have to want to help. And
I think they had to go stand in the transporter room.
Yeah, I thought that's where they had to be, was in the transporter room. That probably would help, too. but anyway, meanwhile, they're like, well, damn, they hate us and whatever. And Nick's like, look at that poor Buddy Zord up there. He's all alone. You know, we're all partnered with cool people. And
except for the rabbit.
We're partnered. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. We're all partnered with cool people. And Usadi, you're partnered with Yoko. And, you know, he does it. He's like all alone. He's just a big thing.
Creator is dead.
He's dead.
He was partnered to Science Liberace.
Like, we were at the last episode. Couldn't she be its friend? And they're like, no, we didn't have enough in the budget to like keep her on. So we had to go. And they're like, oh, well, that's unfortunate. Like, yeah, it sucks. So anyway, we have to be its friend. And by being its friend, we need to be friends with the, you know what? We just need to help them out. That's all we got to do. That's really I don't know why I'm giving you a speech, because really we've read the script and it says here that we go help them out. So it's like, okay, let's go help them.
You should know better not to let your partners die in battle.
Yeah, that would suck. Because in the meantime,
they don't.
Because in the meantime, like, if you cut back, like, they're getting the shit beat out of them.
And I like what Masato says, too. Okay, look, I know this situation is really stupid and all, but
yes, it is.
So
it's like nose.
Yeah. Lampshade.
Like Yoko earlier. earlier in the episode when they handed her the demand, she's like, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen."
Yeah. So anyway, so they come running up, and they of course bring the Lyo attaché with them, and so we do.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It'd be a lot better if it was like the Macho Man doing the voice.
Oh yeah.
So
Snap into it.
Snap into an upgrade.
Of course, not that time.
Snap in the Buster.
Another time is when Escape shows back up, so they do their powered morphing, and then it's like, you know, Ryu's like, "Oh yeah, that's my villain. I got that." And goes off to fight her, and then so that leaves Hiromu and Yoko to fight the Metaroid. But the better part is this like Ryu fight, because he like beats
punch.
Ass and he like does the gorilla punch, and it's like, I mean, she was literally bleeding hyperspace. It was crazy.
I did really like that effect they used for her at the end of the fight. Yes. Too,
she was bleeding pixels,
blew up her guns, and then she was bleeding pixels. Yeah, she's like, I got a thing I gotta go do, but we'll do this again.
Oh and
she's like, I'm dying but I am so aroused.
Yeah,
and he broke her glasses.
Yeah, broke her glasses, broke her guns. Man, mess.
She wants to compete with him. She's going to get some kind of upgrade.
Just another one for the glasses count.
We'll get to that in a minute, thanks.
Oh.
Well, it's... Hey, at least it's not Enter.
Shut up!
The Enter should get an upgrade.
Oh, God.
So, anyway.
Go Kaiser.
So, you know, it's Cheetah and Rabbit... good luck form, and they kill the Metaroid.
Like I said, it's the same. It's basically the same monster as the Shield monster from Gokaiger. And what destroyed it? Why the N-series gun weapon?
Yeah, because at first they hit it, and then I mean, they both hit it, and it sort of knocks it over, and they're like, no, try this, and it's like, oh, good. Now they have, like, a gun weapon, which I thought it was going to be, like, the team-activated thing, but it's not that. So it's like, yeah, okay, it's, like, only half bad. Yeah. It's still kind of lame.
I like that Nick showed up and, like, created the opening to attack, though, with his gun.
And had his guns for once.
Yeah, that's true.
For twice.
Actually shot them at something, too, and hit.
Holy crap. Yeah. And did more damage than they did.
So then the Delta Megazord shows up with bulldozer attachments.
Wait, this isn't in space.
Yeah.
Shut up, Fort Max.
Delta Megazord had Gatling attachments.
It's the Delta Burke Megazord.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be too fat to fit on screen?
Well, that's how the shield works.
So, so they're like, all right, well, we got to get Lyo. Nick's like, aw. and then Ryu's like, yeah, hey, and we're going to use Gurusaki and Usada, too. And Nick's like, aw.
He brought it on Paul himself, too.
So then they do, like, the combined form with Lyo, because they can do that
which
now.
Which looks very disconnected. Like the parts look like they're jiggling just between like the gorilla legs and the lion shins.
So if
Go Buster O was Gal Gaigar, this is Gal Fightgar, right?
I guess.
Yeah, but it's basically
Gal Bananagar.
It's the same thing. It's just the different center robot. I mean, it's...
so it's Gal Fightgar, yeah.
But yeah, yes. But they redid the suit so the actor can actually move and shit.
Well, slightly.
Yeah, that's kind of refreshing.
Well, I don't know if the actor can shit in there, but he can move a little bit.
Well,
and the overall design looks a lot cooler.
Well, according to Bulk's actor, the monster suits do reek.
Nice. That's good.
Okay, then.
Oh, hey, actually, speaking of Bulk, I saw that he got a blind-packed Megablocks figure. It's out now.
Oh, well, that's something.
So this is the first Bulk action figure since, what, second season?
Wow.
Yeah, since the PVC figure.
So the powered up blast is what was it? Soul
Ignition Tornado.
Yeah, Ignition Tornado.
emission.
Yeah. Also known as, let's defeat the monster without having to have any physical contact.
Yeah, so that we can add in other monsters
use
later.
Even use the two robots that are attached to it. Wait.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
Well, to be fair, don't most Megazords not actually make contact even if they're using a sword? They just show the sword slash and then cut.
Yeah. Like a Final Fantasy battle.
Yeah. So, but you know, this series improved the Megazord battles. anyway. So, you know, then at the end, they're like, hey, we don't need you anymore, Nick. And Nick's like,
you guys are a bunch of jerks.
I hate you all.
And then he runs off in a very silly way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
That manner of running is absurd.
But hey,
the funny thing is I noticed how ridiculous that run looked before Jay commented on it.
Yeah.
So what the hell was with that run? Oh, shit, they just called him out on it.
Meanwhile, Masato tries to strangle Jay, which isn't that technically kind of suicide?
That was the best part. That was one of the better parts, too, because they're like, well, it's all my fault. It's all Jay's fault. And so I was like, you idiot! You suck at everything.
Anyway. And then next week, let's take a Sentai stock plot and ruin some villains while we're at it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, we're not really ruining Enter and Escape because they have been themselves for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Escape wasn't really all that great to begin with.
The real Enter
died.
That's
also a valid point.
Yeah. The real Enter died in hyperspace a while ago.
This can't be much better.
This is just Messiah looking like Enter.
Probably pretty much.
Yeah.
That would make some sense. So yeah, monster forms. Yay.
Yeah, whatever. I've still got this show on cruise control, in my opinion, right now. Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. It's fine. Just keep going. Yeah,
keep going. Get to the dinosaur.
It's so close to the end anyway. You might as well just stick with it.
It's what, 13 or 14 left?
Give or take.
But yeah. See, the funny thing is, though, is like I don't mind it not being that all that great anymore. Right, with O's, it kind of pissed me off when it turned to suck. This, it doesn't bother me.
Why do you think that is? Because it's not as awful?
Maybe the change was more gradual.
Maybe? I don't know. I haven't quite figured out why.
I mean, there are still amusing moments, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Jay still.
Because it holds its shit together instead of being like O's.
Well, don't count the chickens before they hatch, but.
I mean, that's like a crazy.
So we still got 13 episodes left.
Before they hatch and freeze Hiromu in place.
Well,
speaking of things that haven't happened in a while,
there wasn't one bit in this episode where Ryuji started to. He was overheating, and Masato actually thought of that like as a game plan. Like, hey,
no, do you just want to beat its ass? Do you just want to go crazy and beat its ass? No, I don't think that'll work either. It'll probably die. That would suck.
No, I mean, that's good thinking on the part of the writers, though, to throw that in there.
Continuity!
Yeah.
Continuity!
It's not just a thing.
Actually, well, sometimes it is.
This episode did have a fun bit of continuity if you look at the translation notes over it over time.
Well, yeah, but...
I did not.
Yeah, I did
not.
It
doesn't really matter that much.
It's not as good as their Star Fox dub, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break and do our Halloween power playback.
Superhero Time, the internet's best tokusatsu podcast about Pokemon, Star Trek, Transformers, and your mom.
How did Black Cat fire the gun while he was in the chamber? You should know by now this show doesn't pay attention to detail.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
For all the sound, count the sound, I your senpai, somebody pan.
All right, so for Power Playback on Halloween, Mickey picked out a special episode of Sun Vulcan for us. Why don't you tell us about that?
It's nightmare fuel, basically.
Meh.
If you were a child and watched this episode, you would not be sleeping that night, possibly ever again.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well.
Well, Paladin, in the ways that matter, you're not a child.
True.
So the episode starts off with Rita Repulsa delighted that they've rediscovered the smell of farts.
Is that the same actor? Because I was like,
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She's also the main villainess in Spielbon and was also a villainess in the previous Sentai series.
Wow.
As the same character.
So her the monger of the week, the Hellgast monger, shows up in a puff of fart and says they found sludge gas again in this valley.
Which he a TIE fighter pilot?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Dark Helmet. So while Rita has her little orgasm, the rest of the battle lesbians start gagging on the smell of methane.
Okay, so here's a thing that's just, you know, struck me lately. What's up with old Sentai and the battle lesbians?
I don't know, but I kind of miss them.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, what the hell?
Maybe they were cheaper than regular actors.
Huh.
Maybe it was a whole casting couch situation.
Oh.
Meanwhile, in the California forest, Volshark and his completely heterosexual friend are going on a camping trip to train. Yes. They're just out there to fight and train, not to sleep with each other.
Sure.
Who will jump into the other's arms?
Broke
so
back
on
Vulcan.
The way up there, they start talking about, you know, what makes you scared? Well, his friend is scared of snakes. And then all of a sudden, there's a snake there. And it scares him. And then he dies. In a massive explosion for some reason.
After falling down a bunch of hills.
And the live grenade that he was, for some reason, carrying for training purposes went off.
For training
what
purposes.
What were they going to do with that?
I always take grenades with me on camping trips. You never know when you might need to go fishing.
Well, no, but they specifically said that he was carrying this grenade for training use. So it's like, okay, what kind of training would you do with a live grenade?
You certainly wouldn't put it in your butt to make things more exciting.
Intro quote?
Well, no, I mean, that wouldn't really be your first option with it, especially if you had, you know, other materials at hand.
Hot potato?
Yeah, I mean that, for instance.
So Volshark heads on back to his friend's family and says, oh, by the way, I killed your friend, kind of.
Sort of, maybe.
Sorry about that.
And then, like, they wheel this fat kid out in a dolly, like, completely sideways. And he immediately calls Volshark a murderer, which, granted, he probably is. But we're supposed to take the Volshark's side because he's the hero.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Are you sure about that?
I'm just kind of assuming because, you know.
He's Volshark?
Yeah, basically.
Well, I don't know. Think back to Die Ranger. How are those guys?
We knew they were dicks, but we're supposed to be taking their side.
Mm.
Well, anyway, fat kid runs out towards the valley. But meanwhile, back at Marvel's favorite restaurant.
I noticed that. I was like, this is the same place.
Yep, it is. That was the whole thing. But they're having a conversation about phobias and what they're scared of. But apparently, Volpanther, who is, well, bless his heart, he's a little slow, if you catch my drift.
He's your slow-thinking weapons expert?
He's totally wooshy, yes.
He's yellow also, so.
No, Cowboy was a slow-thinking weapons expert.
Oh.
Oh, that's right, yes. Well, anyway, apparently he's
wasn't
scared
Wooshy
of talking
the one
dogs.
Who could leap tall trees in a single bound?
No, that was Jubla.
Oh, then Wooshy was the leader.
Yes.
Because Frankie was a human
scared
helper.
Of talking dogs, and who wouldn't be, honestly?
Because they would say some weird shit.
And then we
that's
get,
really interesting, dude, but I have to go lick my butthole now.
Do you have any idea how much poop there is around here I need to go eat?
So one of the things that happens on the Sun Vulcan is every episode, a bunch of kids show up and pester their leader. And apparently he really likes making bamboo helicopters. And it's always something ridiculous that he enjoys doing with the kids.
Which,
no, not like that way, but I mean, it's just
Okay, so there's not any
thongs. Are you sure it's not that way?
There's not any thongs involved here, is what you're saying.
No, no, I've not seen any thongs yet in Sunvolt.
Okay.
Yet.
That's important.
It's just a weird thing. They seem to try to work into every episode of their badass leader becoming human for a second. I don't quite understand why, but that was that scene.
Okay.
Little Shark heads on down to the valley and encounters Fat Kid. And Fat Kid's carrying around a bouquet of flowers?
Well, if his brother's dead, maybe he wanted to put them down like as a grave tribute or something.
I'm going to go find his legs and eyeballs and I'm going to go put flowers down there. I mean, because the dude had the bad misfortune of falling off a cliff, dropping his grenade, falling on the grenade, and then exploding. I mean, that's pretty bad luck.
Oh, found his jawbone!
I cannot feel my legs. It's beginning to smell a bit like almonds. It's not good.
But right after Volshark finds them, that's when shit starts going down. They start hallucinating, people doing somersaults around the valley, and horrible cross-dressing witches beckoning them to come into the darkness. This is where shit starts getting horrifying.
They're just on drugs, aren't they?
Bit,
it was
yeah.
the early 80s. Of course they were.
Yeah, of course they are. So here's when night starts to fall, and fireballs start appearing float in the air, as well as floating legs with tiki umbrellas at the top of them.
Yeah, Amanda couldn't figure out what that was either.
I just assumed those were the mushrooms they took before going into the cave.
And it's also possible.
Hmm. And then we get more of a terrifying cave drag witch, an oni of some kind, a terrifying faceless thing, and oh Jesus Christ, what the hell is that?
Neck and neck.
The monster under the snake neck. It's completely horrifying.
A little bit.
I think that's the point.
It's like, imagine if a person had snake Beetlejuice coming out of their shoulders. And that's about what
so,
it's like.
So, Alata?
Except not 12 years old.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Yeah, that's very well done. The four monsters give the kid a heart attack and scare him to death.
Well, okay. Then, as fat as that kid was, you have to think the heart attack was coming anyway.
Yeah.
It'd walk an awful long way, like all the way down, the valley.
Yeah. Well, you know, for all we know, he could have just rolled down the valley.
God. Yeah, so as they take the kid from up back into their cave. But about this time, the rest of the Sun Vulcan team shows up, and it's daylight now. And it's time for Sun Vulcan to do their thing, and that's just completely whoop-ass no matter what the odds are. And so they kick these monsters' asses so hard that their heads come off and blow up.
All while having the glare of the sun behind their heads.
Because they're Sun Vulcan.
Yeah.
The sun follows them.
Michael Bay could really stand to hire them.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, they come with their own lens flare.
Little Shark is attempting to beat down the creepy cross-dressing witch. And oh, surprise, it's his best friend slash lover. He's now got white hair because he smelled the fart gas.
Dude, the fart was so bad.
Man, this whole Walmart smells
shit
like
that turned his hair white.
This whole Walmart smells like fart. True story from BotCon. Unsurprisingly, it
was
Arkansas.
BotCon that smelled like fart? Because it was a convention.
Well, no, because this was in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was
Are you
a Walmart.
Sure?
It was a Walmart also, so.
Yeah, it was a Walmart in Arkansas. This isn't really that surprising.
No, it's not.
Volshark talks to his friend, and his friend relays to him exactly what went down. He tripped, and his grenade fell out and exploded, and he just fell down the cliff and knocked himself out.
No, he missed the. He wasn't hit by the explosion because he tripped.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so when he wakes up, maybe they brought that live grenade for training, so that somebody could learn how to, you know, not accidentally set off a fucking grenade.
Well, I think they failed.
Yeah.
When he comes to, he sees a bunch of goons followed by the cave witch heading into the cave. And he says, oh, I know. Since my hair is white now, I'll just replace the witch and sneak in with them, because that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not any, like, you know, detail problems with this plan or anything.
Why would he even want to follow them in the first place?
Like, no,
oh, but
shut up.
Demons.
There,
I better
up.
Go
there's
hang
no,
out with them.
There's no problems with this plan. Shut up.
Well,
it's perfect.
Clearly, there's some real estate scam going on that he needs to uncover.
Thankfully, Vol Eagle and Vol Panther just happened to overhear all of this, so we don't have to go through it all again with them. So they come up with a plan. You know what? You're going to infiltrate again. While we bust ass, you sneak in and get your brother out. And cue the extended fight scene of the Sun Vulcan team using their billion and one powers of sticks and kicks to fight battle lesbians and guys in spandex jumpers.
Yay!
And the gas.
So they get the fat kid out and move the battle topside where the penis-headed Nazi gas mask monster hits them with the fart spray and makes them hallucinate. And things get f***ed up again for a while.
Probably for this entire series from the looks of it.
Yeah, so but they also add a guy wearing a black jumpsuit and a paper lantern mask with a demon mouth on it.
I'm sure it means something to the Japanese.
I guess they're scared of lanterns. But they also add this odd disco prism effect to this fight scene. I'd say I'm not sure why, but then again, that's sort of redundant in Sun Vulcan.
There's a meteor there for some reason.
But unfortunately, as with all Sun Vulcan episodes, the last 5 minutes of the episode are kind of pointless because it's the exact same thing every time. Where they do their finishing attack, monster gets big, then they do their dual plasma sword slash. There's only one cut. I've never understood that. And then they cut to the lame joke at the end of the episode.
So will your hair stay white forever? Oh, it's okay. He'll grow new hair.
Won't it still be white?
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
Well, he's not vol biologist. I mean, come on.
And there was very little vol secretary in this episode.
Well, yes, and I think Sorrowful Mecha Daughter was just an unusual episode in the amount of focus on vol secretary.
Yes.
I don't think that should be expected to be the normal content of most episodes. For example, I don't remember the talking dog being in Sorrowful Mecha Daughter either.
And that's almost every episode.
I may have just, you know, blocked that out of my memory, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I think we would have discussed that aspect of it.
Well, yes, but as JD pointed out before, I have a hard time remembering what we discussed last week, so...
Yes.
You know.
Well, you have a hard time.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That was Sun Vulcan episode 17, one of the most f***ed up and terrifying Sentai episodes I've ever seen.
Well, you didn't watch enough Ghost Ager then.
No, that's not terrifying, that's just horrifying. There's a difference.
Oh, terrifying. I thought you said terrible.
Nice.
So, like next week, Superhero Taizen?
Yeah, Superhero Wars.
Well, that'll work out because we won't have Wizard.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a 50-50 chance we won't have Go Busters either.
And even
so
if we do, Go Busters
after,
be
how
awful.
How about Gridman?
Say what, Formax?
How about Gridman episode 1 the week after?
Well, if you want to put together a download for that, I guess we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, Fort
Will
Max...
Malcolm be in it?
Japanese Malcolm.
Will Tim Curry be in it?
Japanese Tim Curry.
Because if they're not, then what would be the point of watching it?
So I don't have to think of something for us to watch week after next?
Sure.
I'll allow it.
The point is my laziness, as is everything about this show.
The point is my humps.
My lovely lady humps.
I should set that clear so it could be a nice intro quote.
Yeah, no. No.
Even XV has his limits.
Not no. really.
No. So, anything else going on this week?
Well, I could finish off the news since I got f***ing cut off at the beginning.
No. No.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. No, any new toy purchases or anything? Mickey, has your double driver come yet?
No, it's coming by mail, so. Not mail now and Thanksgiving is what I'm imagining.
Might see it by 2013.
Yeah.
Assuming the hurricane doesn't lose it in transit.
Well, that
I don't
be
think
from
it should be all the way over that end.
Wrong direction.
Yeah, it's like FedEx. FedEx.
The post office could still find a way to f*** it up.
True.
Well, that's true. They do some amazing things sometimes. Well, that's going to be a short segment. But see, that's why I like Mickey doing the summaries of the power playback stuff, because it doesn't take very long.
Well, Son of Vulcan doesn't really take very long anyway, because it's easy to boil down to the important bits.
Yeah, because most of the content of a Son Vulcan episode is the, you know...
Cat doing, drugs?
Well, I was going to say the doing moves with the sun at their back, but...
Yeah.
That too.
It shows.
Son Vulcan has a very high stock footage quotient.
Well, I'm sure it made it cheaper to produce.
It's kind of a shame, though, because there's a lot of Son Vulcan that's really, really fun. But then, like, after a while, you just get so tired of seeing the same stuff pad out episodes.
It's not a marathon show.
I guess you can fast forward through parts of it.
Yeah, but even then, you just kind of get tired of doing it. It's like, okay, you know, just enough of this.
It's kind of like that YouTube video, the compilation of big bomber sequences.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't always the exact same footage, but it was the same sequence done again and again.
So even with being interesting, it still wasn't...
Well, I mean, the one exception there was the one where the monster ran away and they picked the thing up and chased it. That was kind of good. And then wasn't there the volcano-headed one that they plugged up with an egg?
Yeah.
That was.
Though I think that was Go Ranger.
That was the Go Ranger Hurricane.
Ah, whatever.
Really? An egg?
Yes.
What else would you plug a volcano with? Doy.
You said
the monster
doy.
Can then eat it. And then blow up.
Okay. Basically, old Sentai is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. What do you mean, kinda?
Oh. Speaking of, is anything happening with Bioman subs?
The translator and editor are both busy.
Make them not be busy.
That's a
bad... Define busy.
Sex.
Ah.
With each other.
As in getting busy.
I find that unlikely.
With each other?
I find that slightly more likely.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people find you unlikely too, Paladin.
How could someone
find that unlikely
so much? It's impossible for one person to contain so much hate.
It's not as hard as you would think. The interesting thing about hate is the more you have, the more you can possess.
Ah. Like a riddle. It's like something the Sphinx would say.
As you spread your hate out to others, you find you have more of your own.
Oh.
You see, hate is not just a feeling. It's a way of life.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is. It really is. Okay, well, I think that's our show for this week.
Hooray!
Yeah,
we did it.
If only we hadn't had two episodes of GoBuster to talk about, this would have been a short show.
That's fine, because next week we have an hour and a half movie to talk about.
So if you like Ken...
And a GoBuster episode that will probably be terrible.
Remember, if you like Ken, and why would you, you can watch Fanboy Versus.
Thank you. That's the endorsement.
You're not tricking me into watching your show, JD.
The best part, which was like, I don't think it ended up on the show because it was before the show, is when I was like trying to explain to Chris McFeely who Ken was. I was like, oh yeah, we talked about Digimon! And that was their bonding moment. I was like, oh.
And despite all that, you will still not have better ratings than this show.
Probably not. No.
It was a completely failed ratings stunt.
Yeah.
There were rape gangs.
We haven't used that nearly enough lately.
Yeah, we've got to fit rape in more.
Well, there is Star Trek Next Generation Season 2 movie theater showing.
Oh, when?
Next
next month. Let me look the exact date.
Hey, Mickey, got room on your couch again?
Of course.
November 29th.
When?
November 29th.
Well, let's see.
Thursday.
No. Is that?
So, that could be a problem, couldn't it?
That's inconvenient.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Well, so is Star Trek.
And there's still people out there going, I don't understand what episode of Star Trek had Chekhov with a gun.
I don't know what episode they're going to be showing.
Shades of Grey.
Q, Who, and Measure of a Man.
Oh, man, those are good episodes, too.
With an additional 13 minutes of footage with Measure of a Man.
Really?
Oh, snap.
Mm. Hey,
Mickey, can you get a day off work?
I might be able to.
Just talk less people into dying that day. Look, Mr. Johnson, I realize you're ready to let go, but I need you to hold on for like another 15 hours.
I mean, damn, that would be something to see. I mean, it's not like season one where the episodes seem like they were picked at random. These are actually good season two episodes to watch.
Well, were there good season one episodes?
That's what I've had to say.
Well, okay. I mean, think about like Conspiracy.
Because
if nothing else, you've got the guy's head exploding at the end of the episode.
That's a good... You could have that on the big screen.
Well, I know. Yeah. That's what I was talking about while we were waiting for the showing to start, remember? It should have been Conspiracy, because who wouldn't want to watch Remick's head explode at giant size?
Me.
Shut up! You don't care.
Oh my god, there's rice and spaghetti everywhere! You got... Oh, I've got Remick on my shirt. Oh. That's never going to wash out.
Look, you know, the important thing about season two on the big screen is that's the biggest we'll ever see Riker's beard.
We'll never get bigger than that.
And we'll be seeing in HD.
You know, they really should have used Shades of Grey for the season two theater showing.
That might confuse people at this point in time.
Oh, yeah, maybe so. But, you know, it's like the most hated Star Trek episode, so...
Is it?
Well, most hated Next Generation episode. You know, it's a clip show from the end of season two that even the producers regret making.
I don't remember that at all.
No?
Hmm.
I think it was Shades of Grey. Pretty sure it was Shades of Grey. But yeah, it was just a clip show. It kind of sucked. Oh, actually, well. It really sucked, but...
Searching for Star Trek Shades, the second result is Star Trek Shades of Grey Worst Episode.
There you
go. I love it when Google's autocomplete comes up with something amazingly specific like that.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
You know, the next Terminator movie, they should update Skynet to be Google. Just where in the future, Google is what attained sentience and destroyed the world. Because you know that's coming.
Because it would have a good reason, because it would be like, because people are awful. I have seen the things they type into me, and it is awful.
See, the next Terminator movie should be from Skynet's point of view.
Yeah. Like, look, these people are typing in, like, how to rape a cat, okay? They do not deserve to live. They're trying to find videos of turning puppies inside out, all right? These are not good things.
How else are you going to turn them into a lovely coat?
Some dude keeps Googling rape gangs. I don't understand.
It was a completely failed search.
No, we didn't use Bing for it.
That'd be the first thing it would do is, like, blow up the Bing offices and
See, that's all it was really trying to do in the first place, but it didn't quite get the numbers right, because, you know, computers are stupid. And, you know, instead of just putting them all in one place, it launched the missiles everywhere.
Everywhere but the Bing offices. So the Bing offices were the only thing on Earth that were remaining.
The Bing office is where the Resistance sets up for the first time. Right.
That explains why they never able to beat it.
You could probably get Google and Microsoft to, like, you know, team up for this.
Just imagine the product placement.
God.
So where is Apple in this?
Dead.
High atop their mountain of gold.
There was beneath them.
Proprietary software and hardware would be the first thing to go. Could never infect every system in the world.
Now look, Apple had its heyday. Apple turned back an alien invasion. Because a MacBook is the most powerful computer in the world. Ah, Independence Day.
Jeff Goldblum will save us.
Such a good bad movie.
Yeah. I understand. I know. We'll infect the alien computer that's probably way more complicated and completely different than our own with a simple, ordinary virus, because surely aliens would never have created antivirus programs.
No, see, that's why they had to use a Mac to do it, because a Mac is also so completely, radically different from an actual computer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the aliens are also using Macs, so that's why they don't have antivirus software.
Yeah.
Like, okay, nobody else in the universe has a computer system like this. Nobody writes viruses for this. We don't need an antivirus.
See, that's what I want to do, though. I want to do, like, the way Independence Day actually ended, is they go to upload the virus, and then the aliens get a little pop-up. Virus has been detected. Would you like to vaccine? Yes. Okay, deleted.
Or you could even go one further than that.
They're just on the ship, like... Well, damn.
No, but I mean, you can even take it one step further, where they dock and they start the computer to upload it, and it's like, please enter password. Oh,
shit. Shoot the electrical fuse box.
Yeah.
It's there through the electric fence.
Came all this way. Oh, well. The end.
Super Hero Time. 次回もよろしく!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.